Module 9, Overcoming Adversities. Resilience development can improve our abilities to overcome the different adversities at work. It improves our relationships, assists in conflict management, and decreases the anxiety and stress related to our careers. Failure is one of the common adversities that we must overcome. How we handle our emotions that result from a failure is key to turning a negative into a positive. Recognize mistakes. Failures, the state of lacking of success. Failure is everywhere. It's unavoidable. We have been trained to view failure in a negative light. We need to begin to realize that failure is growth. We must change our thinking and outlook on our failures. Failure is necessary. Failure is a risk taken. Without our failures, we would not evolve, and this is true in the workplace also. Recognizing our failures, rather than ignoring, hiding, or blaming others for them, will relieve stress and anxiety and improve our relationships with other employees. It will show our level of honesty, avoids the appearance of the need for perfection, and much more approachable by others. By recognizing failures, we also prepare to better deal with the failure and identify the possibilities. Fix mistakes. Failures open the door to improvements, both in ourselves and at work. What we learn from our fails is more important than the act itself. How can we learn from our mistakes? We can first and most importantly turn the negative failure into a more positive plan for the future. Here are some examples. You make a careless mistake. You need to seek out more support or training. You do not receive the promotion. You may need to seek out a different career path. You raised your voice to a coworker. You may need to reduce your workload and slow down. Evaluate your improvements. Are your changes effective? That's the question to ask when evaluating the changes you've made, your improvements. As an example, let's say for the past 3 quarters, you have worked on several projects. During each quarter, there was one project of which you missed the deadline and had to request an extension. You've decided that missing deadlines is not acceptable and created a plan so that this is no longer your norm. Here are some questions to ask yourself in order to determine whether or not your plan is effective. Number 1. Have I managed my time well so that I didn't have to ask for any more extensions? Number 2. Is the quality of my project just as good as it was when I had to ask for extensions? Avoid same mistakes in future. Learning from mistakes made should not be just a one-time thing. Once you have learned from it, you should take that into your future. What are some steps to help you avoid the same pitfalls in the future? Give your complete attention to what you are working on. Take breaks to give your brain a chance to regroup. Don't get easily distracted. Keep track of your progress. Think ahead. Consult with your network. Case study. Gilbert missed the deadline at work. He is devastated. He thought he was going to finish and look good to his boss, and instead he feels like a failure. He gets home and flips on the television. He finds a movie about a man who fails at work and still succeeds at work. The next day, Gilbert talks to Hal about the movie and how he wished he was the guy on the movie. Hal explains that he can make a failure into a good thing with just a little bit of work, changing his thoughts. All he has to do is admit and learn from the failure, and that it is a time for growth. Once Gilbert makes the decision to grow from the event, he can then make changes in how he approaches the next project, so that missing the deadline will never happen again.